It's Tuesday, July 5th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The pro-abortion group Jane's Revenge is threatening increasingly violent tactics against pro-lifers. Over the weekend, the terrorist group claimed responsibility for the vandalism of the mother and unborn baby care in Southfield, Michigan. Recent entries on the website suggested a military component to the pro-abortion activism, and a June 26th entry threatened that they would go beyond destroying pro-life pregnancy centers to attacking, quote, your cars, your homes, or even your lives, end quote. But remember, the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous is as bold as a lion. Proverbs 28, verse 1. In the legislative sphere, U.S. Democrat Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Bob Menendez of Florida are mounting an attack on pro-life pregnancy centers by introducing the, quote, Stop Anti-Abortion Disinformation Act, end quote, into Congress. The bill claims that pro-lifers engage in false advertising by presenting the risks of abortion. The bill would allow the Federal Trade Commission to sue pro-life centers in civil courts. While dozens of America's largest corporations are paying for their employees to cross state lines in order to procure abortions, here's a company that's doing just the opposite. Buffer Insurance, a Texas company, is going to offer more maternity and paternity leave for employees having children, offer added coverage for employees giving birth, and pay the medical costs for adoptions, reports the Daily Wire. Proverbs 24, verses 11 and 12, encourages us to do what we can to save lives. If you forbear to deliver those that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be killed, if you say, Behold, we did know it, does not he that ponders the heart consider it? And he that keeps your soul, does he not know it? The police chief and on-scene commander at the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, has resigned his position on the city council over the weekend. Pedro Arredondo has come under strong criticism for holding off on moving in on the assailant killing the children for a period of an hour while the killing spree continued. Arredondo was relieved of his responsibilities as school district police chief on June 22nd. A number of indexes indicate that the U.S. housing bubble is bursting, reports WolfStreet.com. Price reductions spiked to 100% in June, year over year. That's the largest